Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobetis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobetis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobetis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past four, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Bears and 49ers coming up on Sunday on the lakefront, and the injury report is out. You know what? Let's just let John Fox tell you what you need to know, all right?
Friday injury, Marquise Wilson, foot, did not participate. He's out for the game. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Questionable. Andrew Roll, knee, did not participate. Questionable. Bruce Gaston, illness, did not participate. Questionable.
It's like he's reading from the sheet. Noon kickoff on the lakefront. Temps could be near 50 degrees for kickoff at Soldier Field. Hot stove heating up a little bit. Cubs looking pretty hard at John Lackey. Reports say that they are talking about a 2 or 3 year deal. We shall see. Theo Epstein talking today, saying that Javi Baez is going to see some time in center field during winter ball this winter. And Chris Sale talking to MLB.com, a little baffled by the changes behind the plate on the south side, as the White Sox made it official today, signing Diner Navarro and Jacob Turner. And Sale told MLB.com that he was blindsided by the White Sox decision to let Tyler Flowers go. Mike Dunleavy's back injury is going to cost him another 4 to 6 weeks. The Bulls will get Charlotte tomorrow night. NIU Huskies are in Detroit for the sixth straight MAC championship game. Injuries have been brutal in DeKalb. They have to start their fourth string quarterback tonight against Bowling Green. Rod Carey among the names being mentioned for the East Carolina head coaching position. Tomorrow you got Florida and Alabama for the SEC title, Stanford and USC for the Pac-12 title, Clemson and North Carolina for the ACC championship, and the Big Ten title game right here on The Score featuring Michigan State and Iowa. Coverage of that at 6:45. By the way, it'll be the first game involving two Big Ten teams in the top five, not known as Michigan or Ohio State, since 1962. And Illinois has put together an eight-person committee in hopes of finding an athletic director. Right now through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears 49ers game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, my kid's a big Bulls fan, and he sent his list of requests for Hanukkah / birthday presents.
Yeah.
Socks?
Hate the pair! Can you believe it?
Two players' jerseys from Chicago sports were on the list this year. Can you name them?
That's a mystery.
Cater. Watch out for me the next week.
No. Mark Mariani.
No, not Mark Mariani and not Cater. Kane. No.
Marcus Mariani.
No.
Marcus Mariani.
Josh Fegley.
No. Not Josh Fegley.
Josh Fegley is just tearing it up now.
Chris Bryant.
Yes. One of them is Chris Bryant. And the other one is from a different sport.
Teo Bebelucci.
That's the team.
McPhee.
Yep.
What's up, y'all?
Your guy,
he wants violet.
He wants a Brunell McPhee jersey.
I would like to see him in Brunell McPhee's jersey.
I'm violet.
You better make sure that captain's patch is on there, Dan. He's going to notice that.
Yeah, that's right. Do they do that? Do they put that on a jersey?
You may have to go authentic for that one.
No knockoffs. I want the ones like the real players wear.
I'm not doing it. Brunell McPhee. Is it? Are you sure? Is
that nah.
Yeah.
That's a great choice.
I like the fact that he says stuff.
Yes.
And it's the way he says it, too, because I like the southern drawl on a big angry man.
All that we need to do is hit the quarterback and win the game. That's it. Go eat us some turkey dinner. Happy Thanksgiving.
Smiling. Boars and Bernstein.
Oh, weird.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
You got to love Brunell McPhee. I don't care what you are. It doesn't matter.
I do. And since we had that conversation, I looked at the list today, and another name has been added as a possible jersey selection. And it is. It has to be based on the news of the week. It has to be. Because sort of wedged in there, and I don't know when he did it, but it's just a little post-it note, and he wrote down Kevin White. I don't know if he's got some information we don't have, but now it is Chris Bryant, Brunell McPhee, Kevin White,
Jeff Smarja.
No, probably not. I think not.
Probably not.
An email from Rudy who says, "I'm sorry, I must have misheard this. Did you guys say that 25% of the search committee to find the athletic director for Illinois was made up of a former football player and a current softball player?" Couldn't imagine that call. Hey, Rudy, want to come back to school? Decide who leads our critically important revenue-generating sports programs? I'm barely qualified to send dumb emails to this show, let alone hire an AD. But if I had Google and 15 minutes, I could find a better hire than these clowns will.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Yeah, I'm told the infighting is intense right now, that it is the source that I talked to described Illinois athletics as mass confusion.
Yeah, total chaos, my guy said.
Mass confusion, actually said everything going on is a joke.
And apparently they're the only ones who don't get it.
And this is a long time, somebody involved for a long, long time. To say mass confusion, everything going on is a joke. Never seen anything like this.
Nor will you anywhere. No school, particularly a Big Ten school, is going to hire a search committee that includes those idiots on it to hire an AD. Who's going to do that? You think Ohio State would do that? You think Michigan going to do that? Michigan State, would they do that?
Let's get an animal science professor to go find an athletic director. He's in charge.
Love
I'm on it. Westside Mike, you're on the score.
Hey, fellas, I heard y'all talk about Jeff Smarja. Why would they give that hot garbage that much money and make him a pitcher? He's not a pitcher. He's proven that he can't pitch that well. You know what he needs? You know what we need to give him? A dollar cone for the Comet Health, along with Derrick Rose and Antonio Bennett. It's his name, Bennett, whatever his name is. We need to get him a cone. That's what they need. There's all three hot garbage. And I don't want to hear Hawk Harrelson no more and talk about Carl Ostrowski and Freddie Lean. Get rid of all of them garbage.
Thank you, Mike.
That makes up for yesterday.
I don't think Samard is garbage. I just think $100 million is an awful lot. I think he'll have a bounce back year. I think last year was probably an outlier.
He gave up more hits and more runs than any pitcher in baseball last year?
He didn't want to. He just did.
But okay. I mean, so you give up more hits and more runs than any pitcher in baseball, and you say you've got a $100 million contract on the table, and you haven't signed it.
Why not?
Done.
Then what are you looking for, 120?
I mean, that year was god-awful. Yeah, it could be an outlier. Maybe he is that good. I never particularly liked him, as you know. I like him as a guy, but I don't think he's worth $100 million. I'm not paying him that. Hell no.
What would they have to pay Lackey, you think?
A lot cheaper. Maybe
3 years, 45?
Yeah. Ron and there would take that. At his age, sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
We haven't really speculated. If you're talking 2 or 3 year deal, it would be about 15, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So what it would be? I mean, I just look at 37. He's out pitching Samardzija. There's no excuse. Remember when Steve Stone thought that the fact that he was let down by the fact he wasn't traded at the deadline led to this horrific second half, where he had all these starts in a row where they just unmercifully pounded his ass, just pounded him. And that's why, that he just let down mentally and he didn't have any more because he felt for sure he's going to be traded to a pennant contender and get the juices flowing again and be ready to pitch every time. And I say to that, you should be ready to pitch every time no matter who you're pitching for.
Yeah, it's your job to take the ball and do the best you can.
It's not like, well, you know what? I didn't get traded, so I screw this. I mean, that's probably not what he was doing. But he had that series of starts and they were just awful. So I think that's what Bruce said. Hits and runs given up in all of baseball.
So just to recap, here's your Illinois search committee for those just tuning in that think we might be making this up. This is interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson announced this today. It's an 8-person search committee. The committee's job is to make recommendations to Barbara Wilson, and then the Board of Trustees will make the final decision to see who replaces Mike Thomas.
Okay.
This is reported by Shannon Ryan. The chair of the committee is animal science professor Matt Wheeler. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody involved with your revenue-generating sports, nobody involved with the football team, nobody involved with the basketball team, except Mike Bass is the former Illinois kicker. He's an administrator, so it's not the same Mike Bass.
Okay.
So you've got a former player. You got associate ADs Kiko Price, Howard Milton, and athletics board member Richard Stockton, chief judge in the Illinois 6th Judicial Circuit Court, Dan Flannel, and current softball player Nicole Evans. So
it's one of the dumbest things anybody has ever heard and done.
So Barbara Wilson says that she's hopeful that the committee could identify a candidate by the January 21st Board of Trustees meeting. But she's not bound to the deadline. So it's going to take that long to identify a candidate. And she said, I've described the athletic program as the front porch of this magnificent institution of higher education, meaning that it's a setting where a variety of people engage with the university. With that in mind, we're looking for an athletic director with the vision and the skills to enhance the elements that are strong already, to rebuild where needed, and to restore the athletics program to a position of pride for Illini Nation across the board.
What exactly are their strengths, by the way? What do they do well? What do the Illini do well?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I want to enhance that when I give it to them. I want to make a speech. I want to show you what they do well.
We should talk to the animal sciences professor. Maybe they're really good at animal sciences.
I'll put that on the list. I'll have speaks with them.
I don't know what that has to do with your revenue generating sports.
Any of them? Former play? Get out of here with that. Any of it? It doesn't take that
until January 21st.
January 21st.
Seriously.
You got to give them off for the holidays. You got to have the holidays off, then they'll get to it.
Back to Blue Island we go. It's Jason on the score.
I want to chime in about this Illinois thing. I work for a small 2-year state institution. I'm not going to mention which college. And that's what our podunk college would do. We had a stupid search committee for an AD. and that, and I think that's what podunk colleges do, like two-year state colleges. And wait a minute, should I give you our result as to who we decide to be our athletic director? Yeah. Chris Zorich. So that's what our 18 search committee came up with. So you guys could probably figure out what school it is.
Well, just now we can.
Now we can. Yeah.
I think he was on the search committee.
He just ratted himself
out.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Way to go.
He probably used his real name, too.
And my social security number is...
Oh, my God. Yeah, you have powerful, connected people who know exactly who wants to go where, who can cut deals. We got to get back to Donald Trump and his room full of deal makers.
That's right, room full of deal makers.
Negotiators.
Come on.
You don't need a former kicker and a current softball player and have them just puttering along until January 21st. This could have been done a long time ago. And you should have started out by firing this guy a long time ago. You even fired him late. You waited too long for all of it.
Well, even say there's a pause in getting rid of him, which there was. Say there was, but even during that, okay. Say you say, oh, all right, let's let him stay here just for a couple, and then we'll have his replacement by the time we say you're fired, and here's our new guy. I mean, even at that, I would say you're out of your mind. But this, are you kidding me? Well, maybe I'll have somebody by January 21st. I don't know.
Yeah, we hope. We're not holding him to the deadline, though. If they don't get around to it. You know, every other school is going to have athletic director, coaches, everybody set. Meanwhile, as the clock ticks, this program gets set back by the season. However long you keep Bill Cuban, what? How do you restart the machine of recruiting? How do you get that back? How do you get on the right side of that with something to sell? What are you selling? What are you selling prospective candidates when you say, well, you got to come work for an animal sciences professor who's going to be making the recommendation? That's going to be the guy. So he's here he comes. Talk to him.
I wish I had all these answers to this. I know what their pitch usually is, but their pitch right now, I think everybody who pays attention, maybe athletes don't pay as much attention. Maybe it doesn't bother them that they don't even know who their athletic director is, and he's a weirdo anyway. And then you have to do this to find an AD in the middle of your seasons. Your basketball season is going on. By that time, they'll be way into the Big Ten season by the time you maybe.
And you might need a basketball coach soon, too.
Yes, and you're going to, and yes, after this year, I think you're going to need one. I mean, I don't think you can continue to finish eighth
or
lower.
It's possible you won't have an AD in place when it comes time to hire a new basketball coach.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I think that Illinois, look, the tradition says one thing, and it says one thing loud and clear: you can win at basketball.
And should.
Loud and clear.
And now,
yes.
Now you've got your facilities redone,
yes,
too.
And have to. Yeah, great facility, I'm told. Everybody said the thing, great. Love it. Love the redo. It's perfect now. Seats are, everything about it is better. And what do? You hire some idiots to look for a guy you should have known who it was. Look, if you want to dilly-dally about getting rid of Mike Thomas, that's okay. As long as by the time you say, okay, Mike,
there has to be
enough.
A reason for the delay.
Yeah, and then you say, all right, here was our guy.
Right, and the reason it took us so long is we were lining up this, and this, and then everything happens.
Yes, then it's done.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. We're at Racine Plumbing on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. There really isn't plumbing involved. More
no, there's no plumbing.
Drinking and eating, specifically
well, plumbing,
Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You can come here. You might win some Bulls tickets, so come join us and start your weekend. Dan Durkin is going to join us in just a little bit to talk some more Bears with you on the Score.
Don't like Mondays? Then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on the Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I want to take one moment to acknowledge all the hard work that went into making that Detroit Lions loss possible. Number one, let me raise a glass to Aaron Rodgers. That was the craziest Hail Mary throw I have ever seen. Number two, exactly what was Detroit doing defensively? No deflection, no tip drill. That was the worst Hail Mary defense ever. A step-by-step instructional video on how not to do it. And lastly, why was Lion Calvin Johnson not on the field to try to bat that thing down? Sure, he's not as good as he used to be, but he's as tall as he used to be. He's still 6'5". What was he doing on the sideline? Answer, same thing as his coaches. Absolutely nothing. You can't have the easiest and best Hail Mary I've ever seen without the greatest throw and the worst defense. I'm Jim Rome.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. Wall-to-wall sports action, world-famous wings, and countless taps. Give them a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online, and even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Terry Moore's here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And you know, for a few weeks, Matty, we've been telling people all about our new friends at Mattress Firm. And if you've been paying attention, you know all about them. You've probably hit mattressfirm.com, checked out where there's a location nearest you, found out all about everybody there, how good their salesmen are, how much they know, how good their product is. And now, here's what they're doing. They're offering you huge year-end savings on the best brands.
Yeah, guys, you can get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash. It's good towards frames, accessories, and delivery when you purchase your select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. And it's time to start taking your sleep seriously. You know, I was at one of the big warehouse stores the other day, Terry, and I was looking at snowblowers. You know, yeah. Guys out there will pay like $1,500 for a snowblower or $2,000 for a snowblower. And like, what did I, last year, I think I might have done it five or six times in the winter, and that's all you have it for. But you're willing to spend that much money on a snowblower, but like a mattress, you just like, oh, give me whatever. I don't care what the size is. I don't care how much it costs. As long as it's cheap. That's what people do with mattresses. It's time to stop doing that.
They've got the best products, all the brand names, including Tempur-Pedic. And here's what else they offer you. They offer you the color-coded by comfort level for your shopping. Yellow means firm. Orange means plush. Red means pillow top. So you can't miss. You will find out everything you need to know before you spend a dime. Every bit of information will be yours to help you make the decision on a mattress that's going to do what nobody else can do, make you sleep.
Yeah, they'll help you out. They'll find the right style for you and also the right price point as well. And this Friday, so that's today through Sunday, you can sleep happy with five-year financing. So go to mattressfirm.com for complete finance information and find the store nearest you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays. Find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds. Wednesdays. Only CBS.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan.
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in a family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up and comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night, night.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And, of course, we've been talking a lot about the Illini in the last little bit, and Dan Durkin will break down the Bears and the 49ers as only he can in 15 minutes or so.
Why isn't Dan Durkin the former Illini punter on this as part of this committee?
We'll ask him. He's more qualified than his other
dopes. I was going to say.
Wait, I just said other dopes. Wait a minute.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on a second. Hold on a minute there, mister. Yeah, I've never seen anything quite like that. I really haven't. Thanks for pointing that out. I really, you know, I had that text this morning, and I thought, oh, my God, are you kidding? What? But that's, you know, I guess that when you're where they're at, nothing's surprising anymore.
John Lackey, 2-year deal with the Cubs per a report. Ken Rosenthal says it's pending a physical somewhere in the neighborhood of $32 to $34 million total. So about what we were speculating.
Yeah.
$16 to $17 million a year on a 2-year deal for a 37-year-old. About right. I mean, it's just that's the kind of thing where I guarantee you right now the Sun-Times has snapped into action with the Tom Ricketts is cheap column. I don't understand what they're doing. They're supposed to be spending all this money now. I mean, spending money means you win.
Well, first it was I saw a little note today. I didn't see it, so it looks ahead. There's first the how dare the Marlins hire Barry Bonds column. There's that first. Then we'll get to the Cubs being cheap thing. We'll get to that then. I mean, I look, there's a difference between being smart and being cheap. And I think Theo has learned a lesson about here's what we're going to do. We're going to have this extravagant offseason. We're going to fill this team up with stars, and then we're going to just kick your ass. That's what we're going to do. And he doesn't have to do that. He does have a team of stars. And the rest of it, you'll find out. I mean, you'll have two new starters before all is said and done. You have two new starting pitchers before all is said and done.
Isn't Lackey kind of a prickly guy?
He is.
Okay. He is. This is not warm, fuzzy Cubby.
No.
But he and Lester are close, right?
Yes, they are, but he's not warm and fuzzy, no. Not warm and fuzzy. That would not be the description that he would answer to. Hey, warm and fuzzy, how are you? No. No, he's not. But if he pitches well, I don't care what he is. Keeps his mouth shut and pitches well, which I think he can probably do for a little while longer. I was amazed by the season he had last year. I really was. And I hope he's got more in him, because if that's what it's going to be for a starter. But again, there are other guys that are available through trades that aren't crazy priced and just like literally crazy priced. There are guys out there that would be better than what you have.
Your similarity scores, comparable pitchers for the career of John Lackey, are as follows, from 10 to 1 being okay. The most similar. This is your list. Jim Lonborg, Freddie Garcia, Andy Benes, Dan Herron, Bruce Hurst, Scott Sanderson, Doug Drabek, Kevin Apier, John Burkett, and number one, Bill Gullickson.
Is that your guy, Miska?
That's about right, isn't it? I mean, I thought the list would be something that's about right, isn't it? I mean, that nothing there that jumps off the page and said, boy, that's really something.
And
right?
And most similar by age is his up to this point, starting at age 30. It's been Kevin Millwood, Josh Beckett, Freddie Garcia, Kevin Millwood. That's the company okay. He keeps statistically.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we do that. There's always one name on there. You go, wait, I can't believe. That guy's on there?
Well, right.
That's right, that list.
It's usually Vada Pinson.
Yeah, but that's right, though.
That he's list. Not going to pop into this list. Yeah, that's
that's about right.
That's quite the table. You go to that restaurant, and it's all just sort of like these longtime pitchers sitting there.
Yeah, I don't know that restaurant I'm going into, but that, why not? That's nobody I really want to talk to.
It's better than the table where we saw our guy Petenders earlier.
That's right. Petenders was here.
He's got the
guest appearance. Yeah, Mr. Budweiser.
Budweiser guy. He's got a big scraggly beard going now,
well,
too.
Well, you know what?
Looking
you
like got a lumberjack.
If you're going to attract the old women, you got to have a look to you. And I assume, maybe I'm not being fair to him. Maybe he's not doing that anymore.
And now there's a movement on Twitter to bring in Ramblin' Grimace and Gas Money Bob to help find the next Illinois basketball coach.
You know what? They're better. I think they're better than what you have.
I agree. How can it be
worse? Step up.
How can it be worse? I don't know really who they actually are, which is part of the problem.
Do they not understand the term embarrassing?
They don't. They don't. And it's they're being told that. Trustees are calling the president angrily, screaming, what are we doing? What is this? What are we doing? And then you have this interim chancellor talking about the front door, and your front door sucks. It absolutely, you have no door. It's hanging off the hinges. It's rotted out. It sucks. Your what did she call it? The front steps, the front door. What was her stupid term here? The front porch. Your porch is broken. The beams are rotted.
There's a bag of crap on fire.
Your swing is broken.
That's what it is.
There's a burning bag of crap on your porch.
That's what you have.
The magnificent institution with this front porch.
Yeah, right. Magnificent.
Scoreboard update.
Get off my porch. 4:30.
No, you can't. It can't bear weight at the moment. It's all rotted out.
Like Mike Thomas off the porch. Standing on the porch with a shotgun ready to just get everybody off the... Get off my front yard. All right, 4:30, time for a scoreboard update. It's not David Price, but it is a start. The Cubs have reportedly signed 36-year-old starting pitcher John Lackey. It's a 2-year deal worth somewhere between $32 and $34 million. Here's some numbers. 165 wins in 13 seasons between the Angels, Red Sox, and the Cardinals. A career ERA at 3.92. Last year, though, he's 13-10, a 2.77 ERA in St. Louis in 33 starts. That ties the most for his career in a single season. 160 innings pitched or more in every single season other than his rookie year. Again, it looks like John Lackey to the Cubs. Theo Epstein said today that Javi Baez is going to see some time in center field during winter ball. And the Cubs also announcing spring training schedule. First game at Sloan Park, March 4th. Cubs and Sox will get together March 12th in Mesa, March 18th in Glendale. And if you're thinking of a spring break trip out to the desert the last week of March, there are 5 games in Mesa that week, so plenty of choices. One minor move, Cubs also claiming lefty Edgar Olmos off waivers from the Mariners. Chris Sale, a little baffled by the changes going on the south side behind the plate. Sox making official today, signing Diner Navarro and Jacob Turner. Also, of course, Rick Hahn signing Alex Avila last week from the Tigers. And so the two new catchers, after Chris Sale said to MLB.com that he was blindsided by the White Sox letting Tyler Flowers go. Rick Hahn, though, says no one's untouchable.
Foster was untouchable. We would not be doing our jobs if we didn't at least hear people out. We certainly know the value of some of the very unique talent that we have here and have under control for the next several years. and the value that they provide to us, as well as the value they could potentially yield in the market.
That's the White Sox GM earlier today. The Bears getting ready for the 49ers on Sunday. Marquise Wilson out after hurting his foot on Wednesday and not practicing the rest of the week. Eddie Royal and Antrell Roll did not practice all week. Both are questionable. Don't expect to see either one of them, though, Sunday noon kickoff on the lakefront. Mike Dunleavy's back injury going to cost him another 4 to 6 weeks. Bulls get Charlotte tomorrow. NIU Huskies in the MAC championship game for the sixth straight time. They're in Detroit tonight to face off against Bowling Green. The holidays are right around the corner, and so is the perfect Hallmark card this season. Show your appreciation with a Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Appleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley, breaking down the Bears 49ers game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, we'll be breaking down the Bears and the 49ers in a few moments with our guy Dan Durkin. Nobody does it quite like he does, I'll tell you that. He will break it down for you.
So a thought from John, who says, don't worry about Illinois athletics because doctors Chester Frazier and Sean Pruitt say the department is fine. They have gone in. They have run some tests. They have diagnosed it. They found that their teammate was dead, even though he wasn't dead. But they've also decided that the athletic department is just fine.
Oh, my God.
And,
my God.
Well, I don't know. Why do I find it funny that it's that the head of their search is an animal sciences professor? What does that mean?
I don't know. I all I know is I hear the laughter from every direction in the Big Ten. Every direction is laughing at you. I mean, nobody I can think of in a major university, and maybe there's some that do it this way, nobody does it this way. Why would you think it's okay to do it this way? And who said to you, let's put together a crack committee?
Wait, let's snap to action. Call the animal sciences department. In case of emergency, break glass. Call animal sciences. Fix athletics.
God mighty. It's just, you know, I understand there are certain things that are difficult for you to comprehend, and you can't get them. You can't find an AD. Can't find a football coach. That's too tough. That's just way too. That's just ridiculous. We can't find that. Here's what you got to worry about. And aside from all the others and this stupidity, first of all, you may not come to any conclusion by January 21st. And second of all, you're going to need a basketball coach too.
Ken Rosenthal reports that the Lackey deal with the Cubs is 2 years, $32 million.
Fair.
Just about right. About right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not overspending. For a number three starter.
Yep, they're going to get hit over there with a hammer, though. I know where it's coming.
Oh, it's already. Believe me, hard at work at the moment. Just a matter of when it posts.
Yep.
Dan Durkin next on Bears Niners on the Score.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs signed free agent pitcher John Lackey. Keep it on the Score for all the details on this big move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
It's at pajamagram.com. Each hoodie has a drawstring hood. Perhaps more important, though, here's the thing. The full zip front. Imagine getting to open that up, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set that includes a hoodie footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday. And please tell them the Score and Boars and Bernstein love your pet.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app, offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information. CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. My move.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS. Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
I'm ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays, only CBS.
Don't miss a second of news on your favorite celebrities and artists. Sign up for the Radio.com daily newsletter to receive the most up-to-date news in music and entertainment. Head over to Radio.com/newsletter to sign up today. That's Radio.com/newsletter.
Today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's like holding Jell-O. It's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:42, nobody breaks down a game like Dan Durkin.
He is on Twitter at DJ Durkin, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Why weren't you on this Blue Ribbon Athletic Director Search Committee at the University of Illinois? I'm disappointed.
What the hell?
I am too. I'm going to write some
some letters to some people and watched this go nowhere. No, I really don't know what's going on there. And I was on with Barry last Friday, and it's amazing how much I've just, like, disassociated myself with that. You know, that's something that I spent some time with and dedicated a lot of, hard work and effort towards. And it's just, it's really difficult to see how this thing's devolved over the, you know, the past 5 or 6 years, both on, the football field and on the hard court. You know, so it's just really, really difficult to see this thing go the way that it did. I didn't know why they were so anxious to extend Bill Cubitt and not really go through a search process. So the whole thing to me is just, it's par for the course at this point in time, which is unfortunate.
All right, looking at Bears-Niners, what do you think the Bears' biggest advantage and their biggest concern in this matchup?
So, I actually, as part of this job, there are some occupational hazards that come along with it, and one of them is consuming fair amounts of bad football, be it played by the Bears or their opponents. And, the San Francisco 49ers have played plenty of bad football this year. This team, it really isn't that impressive on either side of the ball in terms of don't have a lot of playmakers. They lack continuity. They've made a switch to Blaine Gabbert at quarterback, and while it's being propped up as a step forward, in fact, if you watch the games and you actually look at the statistics, it's been a step backwards. So offensively, this team doesn't do much to scare you. Defensively, I think they have a couple players that the Bears are going to have to keep an eye on. I think that Aaron Lynch, the left outside linebacker that they have, is going to be a pretty strong test for Kyle over there on the right side, just because very, very high effort guy, very long, very strong at the point of attack, relentless pass rusher, but also has the ability to quickly beat you back across your face. And then obviously Navarro Bowman is still Navarro Bowman, but this is a team that's definitely had a humongous fall from grace when you think about where they were just a couple years ago to where they are now in terms of the coaching talent that they've let slip out of their hands. And then obviously between retirement and just some poor drafts over the last couple of years, this team is very, very lacking talent on both sides of the ball.
It's interesting. People actually think that, and I don't know, I know what's wrong with them, that Blaine Gabbert is taking steps forward as a Niner, as opposed to his days in Jacksonville, that he's moving forward. I don't know if they have different TVs or if I need a new one or whatever is going on, but Dan, as you mentioned, I don't see that. Do you? I don't see that happening.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, any way you want to look at it, and I think one of the best ways to measure a quarterback is, what he does on third down. The coming into everything, that I believe the 49ers were 30th in the league. They remain 30th in the league on third down, but over the three games that Blaine Gabbert started, they're 32nd. So, I mean, you can't prop that up as progress. They're converting, I think, 22% of their third down plays on those. I charted as his third down throws. One thing they like to do when I look at opposing quarterbacks, he's had 17 completions. Of those 17, he's thrown 11 short of the stick. So it's just that stuff doesn't add up. That conservative, risk averse, low ceiling quarterbacking, it works if you have an excellent defense. The 49ers just don't have that. And so this to me looks largely like the same person that we saw in Jacksonville that forced them to turn the page. So I definitely do not see anything about him that makes me think that he's improved in any measurable category. From his time in Jacksonville, they use a lot of play action with him. He reads the field low to high, so he's going to use his running backs a lot in the passing game. He's going to use his tight ends a lot in the passing game. So I think the Bears will be pretty wise to tighten up, press the receivers on the outside, because he's not a guy who's going to wait for guys to come open. He's going to take the conservative short ones and hope that guys can break tackles. And the 49ers simply don't have players to make those yard after the catch moves that they need to.
He's never responded well to pressure right up the middle either. So this might be a time to get some guys in those gaps, however you got to do it. And there's going to be some safety-reliant opportunities if they want to dial up some pressures on him. But this might be the time for the knives to start being sharpened by Vic Fangio.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I mean, there's some vulnerability with this 49ers offensive line. Eric Pierce, their right tackle, has given up 8 sacks. I believe that's the most by an individual player in the NFL. They may get their center back. Daniel Kilgore is a guy who broke his ankle at the beginning of the season. They made a shuffle on the offensive line a couple weeks ago. It really hasn't helped them out too much, in terms of really giving them the lift that they wanted. But I do agree with you that this is a team, protection wise, and you see them up front. Definitely like Joe Staley out on the left side. I think he remains one of the better left tackles in the league. But on the inside, you can definitely beat this team, you know, straight up, or you can beat them running stunts and games. You know, maybe you slant the line one way and bring a backer in the backside A or B gap off of that. So I do think that this is a chance for maybe Christian Jones, the guy that Fangio's like to throw some blitzes, Jonathan Anderson, guys like that. Take some chances out of Gabbert because, like you said, he kind of freezes when it comes to pressure in his face, specifically getting him off the home position, which is, you know, directly behind the center. But another thing with him is the way that they kind of deal with their, you know, I guess you could say deficiencies up front, but then their deficiencies running the ball is a lot of play action. About a third of the passes that I charted that Gabbert's thrown have been off of play action. So they're trying to find ways to make him look deeper down the field. But again, he remains more of a read the field, low to high, get the ball out quickly. And I think the Bears can definitely either jump routes or just keep everything in front of them this week.
Yeah, I don't know if Vic Fangio is a guy. Vic Fangio, my guy, is one of those who just likes to exact a little revenge if he gets a chance. But listening to you, Dan, it sounds like the time is perfect to do so and just come at him with a bunch of stuff because I don't think they can hurt you. I mean, I just don't think there's a lot there that ultimately burns you if you just really try to have a little fun right up at him. And I mean, right on him as soon as he gets the ball. I mean, I just don't see the downside to it.
Jump on this team early. You make them put the ball into Blaine Gabbert's hands. It's kind of what I wrote earlier this week on 670 Score over, and you can see it on CBS Chicago as well, is put the game in his hands. There's been some really interesting stats about this team. When you look at them, they really struggle, obviously, to protect number one receivers, but they also struggle against the run. You know, they're deficient in both areas, but you know, if the Bears can score some points early and then make the game a little ugly and run the ball, the 49ers are 0-7 in games which opponents rush for 84 or more yards. So, I mean, that's a sign right there. Is you can get a point early, start to grind it out a little bit, put it on the quarterback to actually make some plays. It's just not going to happen. They've given up 139 yards in five of those games or more. They gave up 255 a couple weeks ago to a rookie in Thomas Rawls. So when I see this defensive line, they have trouble getting off blocks, but they also have some, you know, just some fit issues up front as far as getting guys in the right spots. I see some elements of what Fangio did previously. Eric Mangini is the current defensive coordinator. This is a team that's playing with younger safeties. They had Antoine Bethea lost in week 8 to, I believe he hit a knee injury or something like that, but they try and rotate their safeties a lot, and what that does to a quarterback is maybe you see too high at the beginning of the snap, but then they're going to rotate to single high, or the opposite. Maybe they show you single high and they rotate to two at the top. So just trying to muddy the picture of what you're seeing before and after the snap, but the problem is they've been slow on those rotations. They've left themselves vulnerable on the backside, so I think that this is a chance. Get the run game going. Get the vertical passing game off of play action going. I think Alshon could have a big game this week down the field just because they have been burned by Odell Beckham. They've been burned by Larry Fitzgerald. You know, these guys have gotten deep on them pretty consistently. Antonio Brown had almost 200 yards receiving against them. So, as again, when I try and stack up this team and really see, like, where they might be able to give the Bears problem, I really struggle to come up with that. I think that this team can be beat both ways. But more to me, jump on them early, get the run game going, and then make Blaine Gabbert beat you, which I simply think he can't do.
I've chosen to indulge my optimism regarding Kevin White for really no good reason. I'm just thinking that if he is back and he's practicing, and as long as the possibility remains that he may become a part of what's going on, I'm going to allow for the idea. Schematically, obviously you've never seen him play it down. Nobody has. But if they want to give him a shortened route tree, three or four things that they think he can do, what's the effect on this offense if he returns?
So one of the most effective routes that Dana Holgorsen used with Kevin White at West Virginia was something that, you know, Adam Gase uses a lot of, and that's just those tunnel screens and those now routes and those smoke routes. And those are basically one step, get the ball down the line of scrimmage horizontally, get a couple blockers set up in front of the receiver, and let him make people miss in the open field. That's something that I really liked about Kevin White's game when I watched it, was he runs violent. He runs angry in the open field. He has a running back's mentality. He's not going to avoid contact. He looks to run through guys, and he has excellent top-end speed. I mean, this guy can, once he gets it up into that top gear, he can outrun a safety. He can outrun a cornerback when it gets to that point. So I think that you could really simplify things with what the Bears are already doing in their base package, and that's using a lot of those, you know, those quick little screens down right down the line of scrimmage. So I think you could do things like that. He did run a limited route tree at West Virginia. There's no doubt about that. But again, you've seen it now the last couple weeks. Gase won't necessarily push the ball down the field field if he doesn't feel he needs to. You saw that against the Green Bay game. They just kept feeding the ball to Alshon. They got some blocks downfield. They trusted him to make a couple people miss, and he did. I think that that type of scheme fits perfectly with Kevin White's skill set.
Yeah, they really don't. I mean, Jay doesn't really take a lot of shots down the field. Maybe there's no way to do it. Maybe there's no. I mean, Alshon, once in a while, you'll throw one up, and he'll get it. But they really don't, Dan. They're not a team that constantly is looking to beat you deep, and that's why. I mean, I don't know if White can learn the route tree fast enough to do that if he even comes back this year. But it would sure be nice if he could do that.
No, I agree, and I think that we've seen it. We've seen the MO of this Bears team. We've seen their game plan. They feel teams out. They kind of jab for the first quarter into the middle of the second quarter, and then what I like about Gase is his ability to adjust his game plan then afterwards. So they have an idea going in, but they're really feeling out protection. How are they going to respond in this situation? What are they throwing at us in third and medium? What are they throwing at us in third and long? What are they doing in third and manageable situations? And then with that, they're able to adjust. They're able to take a couple punches, get Jay on the move at the beginning of the game, and then figure out protection-wise what they want to do. But they haven't really tested teams vertically this season. They have a few times, particularly when Alshon's in the game, and particularly they've used off of that screen game. They hit Marquise Wilson at the beginning of the second half of Detroit, giving that same type of look where you're like, you're expecting that little bubble screen or that little tunnel screen to come, and then they just spring the number two receiver straight up the field. They did the same thing with Jeremy Langford, where they get advantageous matchups, be it they have to walk out a linebacker, you have to walk out a safety to defend those guys, and then they pop it vertically. But no, you're right. They aren't asking Jay to sit back on a five or a seven step and drop, wait for a guy to come open deep and try and hit him over the top. They're content with kind of making the defense adjust in some ways, creep closer to the line of scrimmage, and then they'll take their shots. But with somebody like Kevin White, I would love to see him on the field this year if he's healthy enough to do it. You need to see what you have. This rookie class has been so impressive, rounds 2, 3, 4, and 5. You'd like to see what your first round pick can do as well, and maybe he can bring a little bit of that vertical element that the team definitely lacks right now offensively.
Very quickly, before we let you go and get on with the Illinois AD search as an adjunct right. member of this group, what do you see in Deontay Thompson, and is he anything to energize the moribund kick return game?
See a little bit more juice in his step, for sure. He's a guy who's going to be able to both move laterally while he's moving vertically, if that makes sense. He's a guy that can actually move side to side and not lose speed north and south. So I definitely like the change. It shows, like we've seen all year, this coaching staff is paying attention to what's happening on the field. They're making adjustments when they need to. They probably stuck with Mariani a little bit longer than possible, but I think that or longer than needed. I think that he gives them a little bit more bounce, a little bit more juice in that return game. So that's the one thing I like, a little wiggle to his game, and he definitely has some good straight line speed.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thanks guys. As always, my friend. You too, my friend.
That's Dan Durkin. Next up, after an update, the score's Bruce Levine.
He's going to join us and tell us about what's going on. But I apologize for my older brother Harold is here.
Yes, it's always good to see Harold.
Yeah, and he's here, and he wants to talk, and we haven't had a chance. And mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Harold's okay though. He's I just not with us, but I mean, he's sort of okay.
But you know what? He's always asking. The least you can do is every once in a while, either buy a drink or some clothing. I mean, just throw the guy a bone every once in a while.
I know. I apologize for it. And he's been talking to us while we're on the air with Dan.
Yeah.
I apologize. So we will get Harold.
You're your brother's keeper. So I just want to make sure that you.
And I really mean older brother.
Yes. So just, it's okay. When your family
member 1915.
Your family members stop by, we're always accommodating. And remember, there was your brother Bob who came by the one time.
Bob's been by.
Yep. And
I got a lot of them.
I know.
We don't talk about them all.
Big family.
Yeah, it's a big family.
Big diverse family.
Yeah,
right?
We didn't get together for much, but we kept in touch.
Well, he's been like this ever since Thanksgiving. Because it just
he's
didn't
been wanting to talk. I know. I've ignored him
because of the incident.
Because he texts.
Texting. Bruce Levine on the Cubs signing of John Lackey next on the score.
Madden, Bryant, Arrieta, Schwarber. Every game of the Cubs' quest to fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon's 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for 10 plans. May not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16/73/1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration.
Could you would do it, right? Well, maybe you can now. If you have the Xfinity TV app, you can stream TV shows, movies, or your favorite sports networks live on any device, anywhere you go, with a 3G, 4G, or Wi-Fi connection. Now, the very best part, it's all included as part of your Xfinity TV subscription. So imagine wasting hours each day at a job you don't like, watching your tablet, watching your favorite TV shows, even a sporting event or a favorite movie. I could do that here at work. No one would know. Maybe you could do it too. Fellas, Xfinity is the home of the most live sports, so missing out on a game isn't an issue any longer. Maybe you work at night. You want to catch a game that you're going to miss? Well, do it right there on your tablet with Xfinity. No matter where you are, you can watch your favorite sports networks live using your mobile connection or Wi-Fi. So do yourself a favor, guys, and get Xfinity TV today for just $19.99 a month for a year. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. Now, this amazing offer, it ends 12/31/15. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So listen to me and get yourself the best in entertainment with Comcast. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like